the book Hebrews, part 195. I'm Professor Hannes Redinghuis of the First Assembly of Yehoshua in South Africa, Victoria, Montana, also international. If you require any of the books which I've written, and I'm going to emphasize again, the two keys to the book of Revelation, you must have it. There's information as a student of the Word, or a Bible college student, or a university student, or being a pastor, or a reverend, or a priest. You need the information about the revelation of the book of Revelation, called the two keys to the book of Revelation. My WhatsApp number is +27 international code for South Africa, 0722-367-124, or just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. This is the first time that you are about to participate in the study. Please go to part one, start from the beginning, because you have missed out on quite a bit of information. It's also very, very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications and TikToks of all the different studies that we are currently busy with. Please send this link to your friends and family. Make sure that you have at least have a 1611 King James Bible, a pen and a notepad ready. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. What a privilege. We're still here. Hallelujah. We're still here. No rapture. Which says that according to the revelation word of Yahweh, Yahweh has given us the right information. Alright. Here's the book. The two keys to the book of Revelation. Hebrews 10 verse 50, verse 5, I'm just going to read it to continue into verse 6. Therefore, when he, Yahushua, cometh into the world, he, Yahushua said, sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body as thou prepared me. Verse 6. In burnt offerings and sacrifice for sin, thou hast no pleasure. In burnt offerings with other bulls and doves and sheep and goats, in the burnt offerings and sacrifice for sin. Why? Your sins are now forgiven. They leave the area. No remorse. And that's why it came to a point where it needed to be redundant. And if we read this couple of verses, how can anybody ever hold on to Old Testamental laws, like the 613 laws of Moses? In burnt offerings and sacrifice for sins, thou, that must be a capital H, it's Yahweh Almighty, has had no pleasure. He didn't have pleasure in it. Why not? Did he make a mistake? Did Yahweh made a mistake to put Israel under 613 laws? No. He had no pleasure. Pleasure in what? In the Israelites keeping the commandments. He had no pleasure. He received no pleasure from the Israelites. Even the high priest, who was supposed to be the ordained one, the holy one, he couldn't even keep it. How pathetic. Living under 613 laws, and not one of those laws could save anybody. That's pathetic. Why? It's not the laws. It was the people. They did not want to submit himself to the letter of the covenant, submit himself to the letter of the law. They lived as they wished, knowing that next year we'll go and offer. There was no promise of eternal life to them. I don't find that in the time of Moses. If you live out here, you will live inwards. Nothing like that. They had a promise of a promised land that overflows with milk and honey. But, yes, we can say it refers to eternity, but they didn't bother about eternity. They were thinking with their carnal minds. They were going one way. In burnt offerings and sacrifice for sins, thou, Yahweh Almighty, has had no pleasure. He was never satisfied in any way. There was no pleasure to him in any way. Like I say, even the high priest committed adultery. They lived in sin. Hebrews 10 verse 7. Then said I, that's Apostle Paul. Let me rephrase. Then said I, that's Yahashua. Then said I, Yahashua. Lo, I, Yahashua. In the volume of the book it is written of me. Now that is in brackets, which is in the scripture. In Hebrews 7, you will see it. Then said I, Yahashua, lo, I, Yahashua, come. Why? Because it's written in the volume of the book in the writings of me. That me must be a capital M. Me, Yahashua. To do thy will, thy capital T, thy Yahweh Almighty's will, O Elohim. I will come and do thy will, Yahweh my Elohim. Yahashua is prepared. He was ready. He was ready to come. He was ready to knowing what the end will be, or what the end will be like. Understanding the purpose that he was ordained for. But he also understood that there would be a bride for him. To him, the end of everything, the new covenant, would be a Gentile and a Jacob's bride, who would become his wife. Revelation 21 verse 9. And the bride became the wife of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Who is that? That's us, the bride, who were parousia, has been chained, been drawn away. At the end of Revelation 3 verse 22, the time of end of grace, the seventh church age. Then the great tribulation started, 7 years, 105 days. Then at Revelation 19 verse 11 onwards, from 7:11 onwards, Yahashua came on the white horse, a multitude of bride with him on white horses. Why? Because we are those that's coming with him. Those who've been drawn away, been chained. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 27 to 58. Been chained into heavenly bodies. Now we are coming back with him. That's Yahweh when he's coming with a sword, not in his hand, in his mouth. The righteousness, the condemnment is in his mouth. The sword, a two-edged sword, is in his mouth. It's figurative speech for the wrath of Yahweh. He comes to put his foot on the Mount Olive, and that's going to cleave into two parts, to the east and the west. And there the valley of Armageddon will just open. And that's where the battle of Armageddon was going to happen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then when he puts his foot on the Mount Olive, one third of Israel is going to be raptured. That's where the rapture is coming in. Not the stuff that they were talking about this last week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks. The Orthodox Jews and the Hebrew people, the Messianic people, Dani Buerta and others, reverends and pastors. Now they all just fade into the woodwork. I don't see them coming back and say, sorry, my calculator, my batteries on my calculator were flat. Oh, sorry, sorry, it's not my calculator. This one, my calculator worked with solar heating, with the sun. But there wasn't sun for a couple of days, so that's why I got the wrong answer. You see, the people is looking for the answers in every way of the internet. And the Bible says that Satan will come like an angel of the light. That if it was possible even to draw away the elect. The elect today is who? Is the Yahvist. It's not Israel. It's the Yahvist. We are called the elect. The bride of Yahushua. After we've been drawn away, there will be a second elect. The one third of Israel, the remnant. It's referred to as the remnant of Israel. At Revelation 19 verse 11 to 21, when Yahushua is coming down on the white horse, to do what? To rapture or parousia, the one third of Israel. You see, the thing is, what the people has done, they put the horses in front of the cart. Oh, let me put it other way. They put the cart in front of the horses. So the horses is not pulling it this way, it's pulling it back. If you put the cart in front of the horses will turn around. And when it's going to run, it's going to run this way then, where it's supposed to go that way. And that's why you can't put the rapture before the coming. First the coming of Yahushua. Now in the two keys to the book of Revelation, I give you about 20 scriptures. The differences between the coming of Yahushua, the parousia, and the rapture, the harpazo. First the covenant, Daniel 9:27, the final covenant of peace, will be formed for 1,220 days, 7 years, 1 week. Then Daniel 9:27 says in the middle of the week, after 3.5 years, 3.5 years, 42 months, 42 months, time and over time and over, 1,260 days, 1,260 days. But then Yahweh moves the middle, because he's supposed to come in the middle. Because this first period of time, 1,260 days, will become the time of false peace. Yahweh is going to move this post this way, with 30 days. Now, all we need to do is forget about what the church has taught us. Just take the scripture and read it. Daniel 12 verse 11. Take your Bible, read Daniel 12 verse 11. In the book of the two keys to Revelation, I show you the graph. You have Daniel 12. We first have the covenant week, the final covenant week, 2,520 days, 7 years. Then we see our Daniel 12 verse 11 says, 1,290 days. So from the middle, 1,290 days. But now you have, if you have 1,290 days, plus you have 1,260 days, you have more than 7 years. So what does Yahweh do? You still have the 7 years, 2,520 days. You take the 1,290 days of Daniel 12:11, and you subtract it from the 2,520, it leaves you with a balance of 1,230 days. So the time of false peace, from where the covenant is made to where it's going to be broken, 1,230 days. From the time the covenant is broken, the bride is being taken away, the parousia, the coming of Yahushua for the bride, to the first portion of the Great Tribulation, 1,290 days. Now if I take 1,230 days, 1,290 days, not 1,260 days, 1,290 days. He gives me 2,520 days. The 7-year covenant period, there it is. But with only the difference, Yahweh has moved the goalpost. The time of false peace, he shortened with 30 days. You know why? Because a lot of people, as we know people are, if they know Daniel 9:27 says in the middle of the week, 1,260 days, 3.5 years, 42 months, they're going to wait till the last week, then they will repent. So what did the Yahweh do? I'm not going to say in plain English. He's not stupid. He knows how people's brains is working, so he's moving it with 30 days nearer. So in this time of false peace is shortened to 1,230 days, not 42 months, 41 months. Adding that to the 43 months, or 1,260 days, we have 2,520 days, and we have 41 months, 43 months, we have 44 months. Am I right? Let me just see. 84, we have 84 months. Sorry, I said 44. 84 months. I'm thinking in Afrikaans, I'm speaking English. 41 months plus 43 months, it's 84 months. There's your 7 years. Now we have from the middle, the post has been moved now. So now we have the Great Tribulation, 1,290 days, Daniel 12 verse 11, plus Daniel 12 verse 12, 1,335 days. This portion from where the covenant was broken, it will be abomination upon desolate, will be what? 2,560 days. This area. And let me just come again. 1,290 days plus 1,335 days, 2,625 days. There is your 7 years and 105 days of great tribulation. Go into the book, study it. Study it. 1,265 days, to be exactly. The covenant, the great tribulation period. 2,625 days. 7 years and 105 days. So the Bible says that we need to understand the scriptures. He said, test every spirit, if it's of Yahweh, to make sure. He says, because Satan will come as the angel of light. And you know what? I'm so glad. We cannot be deceived. Why? Because we don't have our eyes turned about churches and church theology and dogma. We have our eyes turned upon Yahushua, the beginning, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Till Monday, if it's Father's will, Maranatha, Yahushua is coming back again. Hallelujah.